Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Good morning, everyone. We're picking up with day three of our Experiencing Friendship with God devotional on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick up with the Devo. The scripture is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, and they say this: Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. The devotional is titled, Grumbling in the Wilderness, and it says this: Although God was visible in the plagues that shook Egypt and broke their shackles of slavery, the Israelites of the Exodus did not have a closeness to God as Moses did. Thus, when things got tough, they grumbled. Exodus says, It would have been better to stay in Egypt, they said. As weak and ungrateful as Israel seems, this bitter murmuring is relatable. When life is tough, our soul will say something like, Okay, God, if you're not going to get me out of this, then I'm going to get myself out of it. This is when we begin to ignore the Holy Spirit and begin leaning on our own intuition. When grumbling turns into action, we cultivate a spiritual independence from the presence that leads to dependence on other people and things. Oh, Lord. Anyone else feel that? I'm actually going to read that again to really let that wash over us. This is important. It said, when life is tough, our soul will say something like, Okay, God, if you're not going to fix it, then I'm going to fix it. This is when we begin to ignore the Holy Spirit and begin leaning into our own intuition, our own actions. And when grumbling turns into action, we cultivate a spiritual independence from the presence that leads to dependence on other people and things. So we're basically switching. I'm just talking right now. I'm not reading. We're basically switching from dependence on God to dependence on people and things. It continues. It's easier to rebel than to acknowledge God, to stew in our own discontentment and unbelief than it is to turn into his presence. But, friend of God, you can make a holy trade today. You can trade the grumbling for friendship. Meditate on the following truths as you combat your grumbling. Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. He is with you. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Isaiah 55, verse 9. He knows what he's doing. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Before spending another half hour brooding over pent-up bitterness, worry over an outcome, or mindlessly scrolling on social media to escape your problems, shots fired, try reading these two verses and sitting on these truths for a while. Meditation on God's truth gathers your mind, body, and spirit and allows the whole of you to be fully present with Jesus. And then ask these questions. What have you been grumbling about lately? How does a focus on God's presence change your perspective on those problems? I was not ready for this one. I genuinely, after the first few days, I thought this was just going to be kind of more hunky-dory, like, yay, we get to be friends with God. But then it's like, oh, wait a second. This is the other side of it. This is why we start to disconnect from that friendship with God as we start mumbling under our breath with groaning, with just pent up bitterness, like what this devotional said. And it leads to this place where we don't know it's happening, but we basically say, okay, well, if I can't trust you to scratch my back, then I'm going to find a way to scratch my own back. I'm going to do that within my own means, my own powers, through people and through other things. Or I'm just going to feel disconnected from you and I'm just going to go scroll on social media or throw on Netflix or whatever it is I want to do to feel like I'm numbing myself away from your presence because I don't feel like you're going to make me feel better. So I need to make myself feel better in this situation. And that was like genuinely for me, I don't know how y'all felt. That was shots fired. That was like, oh my word, I was not ready for that at all. But I'm so thankful for it because it reminded me that whenever I choose to complain, which is what scripture tells me not to do, whenever I choose to complain, and whenever you choose to complain, we're not choosing friendship with God. But then you're like, okay, well, what do I do when I feel let down, when I feel like I can't depend on God and all these different things? But when you go read those scriptures from Psalm 139 and Isaiah 55, and you see that you can't run from his presence, you can't flee from it. And when you realize that his thoughts are not your thoughts and his ways are higher than your ways, you do get to this humbling posture of like, wait a second. God may not be doing what I want him to do, but he's doing what he knows to do. He's not wrong here. I'm the wrong one here. And even as bitter as a pill that is to swallow, he is God and I am not. And I need to embrace the fact that it says his thoughts are above my thoughts and his ways are above my ways. So I need to submit my ways to his ways. I need to submit my thoughts to his thoughts. These are things that I have to actively do. And I think what happens is you embrace that friendship side, where instead of a situation when you say, well, God, I'm not getting my way, you say, well, God, what way are you taking this? And what way are you present now that I know your presence is always here with me? What is your presence doing in this situation? Can you open my eyes to that, Lord? I'm going to pray this out. Lord, help us to not run away from you. Help us to cling to you. Help us to run towards you. We know your arms are open, God, but we so often want our own way. We want our own will for our own glory and for our own purpose and our own plans, for our own happiness and our own contentment. And Lord, that's just not the right way. We need your grace in order to desire the things that you desire. We need your help with that, Lord. Would you make it easier on us? Would you help us to stop our grumbling and our moaning and all the bitterness that builds up in our heart that can be lashed out at you through avoiding connection with you and just turning towards our own ability to use logic and reason in a situation? Would you help us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you, Lord? Would you help us to not be so focused on what you're not doing, but be focused on what you are doing, Lord? We love you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget to love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you later. Ciao, ciao, ciao.